Well, I'm going to turn the call over to Dr. Vanessa, and we thank you and praise God for your getting up to join us on this wonderful Working Wednesday. Dr. Vanessa, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you so much, Miss Willa, for greeting our guests and our TMC, our Master's Call family, getting everyone seated. Oh, we extend the warmest of kingdom greetings to you today. I love how you called it Wonderful Working Wednesday. We thank God for you, Minister Will, and for all of you on the line this morning as we are seeking the heart, the face, the mind, and utmost the will of God for our lives. You are on the Master's Call this morning, and this call is always each and every Monday through Friday, all about our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're just humbled and honored that you would take time out of your busy routine each and every morning to get fired up and fueled up and soaring up higher in the Word of God and His will for your life. Again, I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, down here outside of Houston in Prairie View, Texas, spending some time with my folks, being a little holy hazel, praising God for 87-year-old parents, and good and hot down here in Houston area, just like it is in Dallas. And on behalf of our founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is enjoying her time in Louisiana and on her way to Mississippi, we're just excited about Jesus this morning. We have a mission statement that the Lord gave us when we began this journey back in October, to be exact, October 25th of 2010. Wow, a year is fastly approaching. The mission statement that the Lord dropped in our hearts is that this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we endeavor on this call each and every time we, the eagles of God, gather, is to enrich our lives through the fortified Word of God, to enhance our vision, to see the possibilities that God has on our life, and let the Word of God inherit with the anointing that destroys yoke, empower us to go out and be His ministers in the marketplace, His kingdom builders. And for this pilgrimage of faith, the Lord dropped in our spirits the scripture, Psalms 88:13. And that 13th Psalms 88 says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning we garrison together to bombard heaven and to decree and declare that the will of the Lord be done in our lives individually, in our families, in our artist families. And we just want to let God show up and show out each and every morning. The Lord has blessed us with a website where you can go and even learn more about us. But even more importantly, we record these calls and the powerful messages. And we have, I call it an anointed arsenal of messages that when you ever want to take a word break, a praise break, and just fuel yourself up with the anointing and the presence and the Word of God, please visit our website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will find an array of messages that you can just click on and be blessed. And we always, every morning, encourage you to be that missionary marketplace minister that spreads the word and lets others know that we're here and that there's a place that they can go that celebrates Jesus. Also, we have an email address because one of the mandates of this ministry, and it is a phone ministry, is to pray, is to stand in the gap, is to bombard heaven with His word and His will for our lives. And so we encourage you to email us your prayer requests to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And there we welcome you to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, or just even a shout-out so we can stay connected for Jesus. And the thread that connects our hearts that birthed this call was a desire to lift up Artists International. Many of us are distributors with this Christian family-owned company that allows us the platform, the tool, the bridge to go into our circles of influence and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as Artists International distributors, we encourage you to always go to your back office and avail yourself of the many announcements. We're in the midst of an I Am Artist tour, and there's a lot of exciting cities that the tour is coming to, and just to lift up the promotions and to know how to pray and what to pray and avail yourself to, I tell you, so many tools that the company has set up for us. If you are not an artist distributor, we excitedly welcome you to get back with the person who invited you and find out what all of this talk is about, because we know we are not with just a good idea of a company, but this is a God idea, and we'd love you to be a part. We're now going to have our opening prayer and get this call started. We're always excited about our wonderful working Wednesdays, and I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she will come back to the line and please open us up with a word of prayer.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Psalm 63 tells us, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My soul longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. So, Father God, we come to you this morning giving you honor, giving you glory, giving your name all the praise, for you are God and God alone. We thank and praise you for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise you, Father God, that your word says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. So, Father God, we just worship you this morning. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true. We thank and praise you, O God, for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. Father, we thank and praise you that their footsteps were ordered of the Lord and that they were obedient to your call, and as a result, we are mighty and blessed. We thank and praise you, O God, that you just continue to bless their going out and their coming in. We thank and praise you, Father God, for Pastor Chuck, who has already taken Dr. P.K. Roberts in and just made her feel like a queen. We thank and praise you, O God, for his heart, O Lord, to just wait on her, Lord. Father, we thank and praise for all those who have come around her, Lord, and that you just continue to bless her, continue to love on her, O Lord, continue to comfort her in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the Hendersons, Lord, while they are away on their sabbatical. Father God, if they hear a word from you, as they always do, and come back refreshed and renewed for every good work. Now, Lord, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, for the reason why we are all gathered here this morning, that you continue to order their footsteps. Bless them indeed. Father, now we thank you for the word that is going to go forth by Pastor Chuck, that it is unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Father, while we heard or had a rumbling on the earth physically on yesterday, we thank and praise you that his word will rumble up some people spiritually. Oh, God, that it rumbles in our hearts, oh, Lord, that we don't even keep it to ourselves, but we go on and share it with somebody in Jesus' name. Father, clear our minds, Lord, that we will hear the word with clarity, that we will act on the word, that we will do what you have called us to do for that purpose, for that work today that you have for us. Now, God, we just lift up everyone who's listening this morning and that you bless them indeed. They're going out, they're coming in, and they're households. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that anointed and strategic prayer that cleared the heavens so that the word of God can go forth this morning. Well, we praise God again for each and every one of you on the line who gathered today. I'm scrolling down this board, and I do not yet see our speaker. Pastor Chuck, are you out there, or maybe on a different line this morning? Because if not, you know, I know how to be ready in season and out of season. Not sure. I do know yesterday the power had gone out in their home, and they had to relocate to a hotel. to us because the heat is just too unbearable. Well, do not see him on the board. So I'll tell you what, let me shift real quick and pull up my notes, and we'll just continue on this morning and see what happened and get him back another morning. I've been talking on a series. Let me just try one more time. Pastor Chuck, are you there? All righty, no problem. The word is still the word, and we will receive the word this morning. I've been talking for the last two times that we've been together on the topic, I hear something, I see something, then I will do something. I was going to finish it up on Monday, but we'll just go on today. And I had mentioned that literally at our regional conference in Houston, which was off the chain this past Saturday, our CEO, our co-founder, Alejandre, made a simple phrase that just started reverberating in my spirit when he was discussing about training and how we prepare our distributors to go out. And he said, we have to make sure that they hear correctly about our company and they see the awesome things that the Body Magic, the nutritional products, and all of our great coffee that's just come out can do. And then we have to go out and share that and be his ministers in the marketplace. So you know what spiritual is. It filters into a word and a message for me. So I'm going to, I'm sure, bless your heart as I talk. I talked in the past about hearing something, and now I want to go on to a little bit more until I see something, then I will do something. And for those of you who this is your first time, we talked about how God uses different kinds of somethings to get our attention, to guide us, to protect us, to provide for us, and even just to use us. And many of us, we have to admit, we've been guilty of not even recognizing when that something is the Holy Spirit himself on assignment in an effort to get us to purpose, to get us to destiny. And we talked in the past about how I heard something. You know, Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it's so to the 10th degree important for us to be sensitive to what we allow to come into our ear gates, that what we listen to and receive in our human spirit. And I talked in the past about guard the gates. Don't sit around and let people just dump in your spirit in your ear things that are not edifying and pleasing to God. And we went to the letter to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 4 and read verses 25 through 31 that talked about even out of our own mouth, not letting corrupt communication come out, because whose words will you believe more than your own, so that we don't speak things we shouldn't to pour into others and we don't receive things that we shouldn't. And we talked about three steps on how to hear the right thing. We talked about one of the first ways is to have a daily devotion, a time of prayer, of praise, of Bible study, and to guard that time. In Joshua 1, verses 8 through 9, it says to meditate and daily concentrate on God's word and his promises. In other words, you're getting in your heart, your ear, and your system a diet that blesses you. Guard your prayer time. You know the devil's going to make the phone ring or folks just distract your time. That's one of the easiest tools. They're not meaning any harm, but we have to stay focused to spend time in prayer, not just when you need something, not just crisis prayer, but a disciplined life of and prayer is a dialogue. I used to do a series when I first started ministering about too many of us have a monologue ministry where we're the only ones talking, and we'll go into our time of prayer, and I don't know why he's taking me this way, but obviously somebody needed it, and we will tell God all our hurts, all of our needs, all of our wants, and I mean, we just talking, and then when we finish talking, we have the nerve to get up off our knees and leave, and he's sitting up there saying, are you going to be quiet for a minute and listen to what I have to say? And then we'll go and tell people we had an awesome time of prayer and didn't get quiet not 1 minute for the omnipotent, all-knowing, all-wise God to speak back into our heart. Prayer is a dialogue between you and your Father. And then praise. When praises go up, it ain't just blessings. Wow, miracles come down. And we have to have a time of Bible study. Guard that time. Eat the word daily. Then secondly, we talked about ask God for an inner circle of people who will always speak the truth. keep around people. Too many of us like being a big fish in a small pond. You ought to want to get out and do things that challenge you. I always laugh and say it, but I mean it to the bottom of my heart. All of us need a good few heathens in our life as good close friends, because, see, they keep your balance. They remind us how deep and wonderful we are not and how much we need to grow, and keep us with a pulse and a heart and a compassion of how many souls still need to be saved. Ask God to keep around you people who will speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4, 15. And then have people that, like you, also be committed to pray for you and your plans. You know, iron sharpens iron in Proverbs. It talks about that you want to be around people who make you grow, who stretch you. And then thirdly, in that how we talked about, eliminate the holy haters out of your sphere of influence. You know, keep them in the outer court. You know, we have an outer court, an inner court, and a holy of holies. See, some folks, they may love you because some of them are your relatives, but they don't really like you. They really don't mean well for you. Don't keep those people close to you, because they'll only feed in your spirit. They only hear the negative. I hear something, I see something, then I will do something. And for many of us, the hearing goes from the outer court all the way to the holy of holies. See, many of us go from a head knowledge. Well, here's something powerful, but we've got to rehearse it and speak it, and that's where affirmations come in, and saying what God says about you so that it'll get down in your heart, so that it'll become part of your fabric and your fiber and a mosaic of who you are. But then it's got to go to the Holy of Holies and get in your spirit so that you know that you know that you know. So you begin by saying it, because sometimes when we say something, immediately our mind is wrestling with us. What do you mean by that, Dr. Vanessa? Well, sometimes when they tell you, I can do, you know, the word says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as you're saying it, your mind is all like, no, homegirl, you ain't going to be able to do that. I think you done found something. And you got to keep saying it till that word wrapped in the anointing of God drowns out the fear, drowns out the doubt. You have to keep confessing it till it gets in your heart. And then hope can latch on and say, we can climb out of this pit. Oh, we can get out of this crisis. And then when you keep decreeing and declaring it, like Job 20 says, 7 to the day, you start shifting the atmosphere. That's why when we pray, we're commanding the air, the atmosphere, the principalities to get out of the way. We have a piercing of the darkness, and our spirit knows that we will be victorious. But as we keep on saying it, as we keep on allowing our ear gates to again and again hear it, then we graduate from those outer courts to the inner courts, and we really do start to believe it. We begin to birth godly faith, and again, that hope in God's word and his promises, and we're filled with the anticipation and expectation, and then we're looking now with eyes of faith for the manifestation of his word in our life. That's why when you go to church on Sunday, or you're listening on TV, or just letting in, you know, hope starts coming alive. You start getting excited. Your attitude adjustment starts getting tweaked in the right place. And see, after that season of saturation of the word of God in your heart, in the inner court, then you really do have the belief in God and his promises, and those faith muscles grow stronger, and you know that you know that you know that you know our God is real, and he's going to make a way out of no way. And for those of us who choose, we got to choose to endure like a good soldier. We come into the Holy of Holies with a level of intimacy, with a new degree of discernment, with a focused faith that now aligns with the spiritual atmosphere of the heavenlies and allows us to hear clearly and with a clarity straight out of the throne room of God. See, I hear something, I see something, then I will do something. Well, let's talk a little bit about what are the somethings that God uses in our lives. As I said, it just reverberated in my spirit when Dr. PK and Dr. J and I, we were the little holy musketeers sitting there at the regional conference, and when he said that, literally all three of us looked at each other and said, "Now you go, Holy Ghost," because that's a process that we've got to learn to go through to get to the promise, to get through the destiny, that it'll come in our ear gates, and God will give us a vision with our eye gates, and then we've got to get up and go do the work of the gospel. So for us, what are the some things that God uses to shape and mold our lives? Well, the ultimate something that God wants to use is God's best is to use his word as a something that teaches us, that trains us, that perfects us if we let it. See, I'm a real big fan of NCSI, and I love to see how Special Agent Leroy Jethro Gibbs, played by Mark Hammond, along with Ducky and the entire team, they solve a case for the Navy. And I absolutely love to see how the CSI, the crime scene investigation, will unfold. Well, see, for us, see, our CSI, see, we have some crises and some challenges, and we have some situations and some storms. And, Lord, I love how Joseph B. Washington says that all of us have some issues. We don't have issues. We have issues. Now, and then we need the skilled investigative work of the Holy Spirit, the prayer warriors and the yielded vessels who can work hand in hand and take that CSI something and bring the, I love Mother Show, the law and order of the Holy Ghost into view. See, that CSI something of a death or a divorce, the death of a marriage, that CSI something, some of us have had a foreclosure, that CSI something of sickness and disease, that CSI something of suddenly severed relationships, that CSI something of loss of a job and income. God can take those CSI something, and the word of God in Genesis 50:20 says, and work it all together where you meant it, devil, for my bad, but God is turning it around for my good and his glory. Oh, that's when the word of God comes into play in Romans 8:26. When, see, all those things, see, together, let all those things, this morning, let all those CSI somethings work together for the good. Romans 8:26 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. We love God. You're on this call every morning telling your flesh to hush when the sleep wants to go bedside Baptist and lay back down. You're like, no, your spirit is saying, oh, but I'm hungry to hear a word, to get my ear gates filled. So let that CSI something make us better and bolder and not bitter. Let that CSI something, the fiery dart that the devil tries to hurl at us, let it make us get in position and not be caught spewing out poison, missing out on fulfilling our purpose. Let that CSI something make us more energized with faith, no longer holding us hostage by the fiery darts of fear and doubt. I'll choose today to let that CSI something make us more anointed as we accomplish our God-ordained assignments. Let that CSI something make us more determined as we defy the odds, as we defend the faith, as we achieve the dreams and the desires of our heart. On this Master's Call today, let that CSI something, when the devil got hit with a stupid stick and decided to come crazy at you, let it make us more committed and caring so that we fulfill our first individual call of the Master on our life as we go into the marketplace and fulfill the corporate call from the Master. Today, I hear something. I see something. Then I'll do something. Well, I didn't get to the see. I just got through with the something, so we'll finish that on Monday. But I want to encourage your heart. Stuff will happen. Things will go wrong because we live in a world that's in a fallen state. But let the CSI something be turned around for your good and God's glory. Let your mind stay focused on the hills from which cometh your help, and your help cometh from the Lord. Today, choose to tell the devil and laugh at him and remind him, since you were stupid enough to mess with me, I know the word and I know his promises. He promised me in Proverbs, in that 6th chapter, that 31st verse, that when the thief is exposed, he has to, not if he wants to, not if I think he might, he has to give it back to me sevenfold. I don't want a double-fold return. I don't even want a triple or a quadruple. Devil, you go give up back to me the sevenfold return of everything you tried to steal from me. So today we make a decision that we have seen something, we hear something, and we're going to go out into our marketplace and do something. I seal this word today in your hearts, in your minds. Let it saturate your spirit. God, stir up the hope of God in their hearts. Give them the eyes of faith to see through the corridors of heaven down to the destiny that you have decreed and designed for their lives. And we will stay focused. We will stay faithful, and we will stay consistent so that we do achieve the call on our life that comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Robin, I turn it over to you to seal this word and to lift up our prayer request. The floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that word, Lord God. Sometimes, Father, there is nothing else to be said. We thank you for the CSI something that you are working on, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that no matter what that situation is, what that challenge is, what that issue is, whatever that CSI something is, Lord God, you began the work in each one of us. You are completing that work. You are going to perfect that work. Father, that word was powerful. Lord God, I thank you that each one of us that has a CSI something, and we all have one of them, we know, Lord God, that your word will go forward. We know, Lord God, that your word is healing your people. We know, Lord God, that your word is setting them free. We know, Lord God, that finances come to your people. We know, Lord God, that you're with your people that are fearful. We know, Lord God, you took that spirit of fear away from them. We know, Lord God, that CSI something, Lord God, with doubt, with worryness, with depression, you are working to perfect it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We will, Lord God, realize and stand on the fact that that CSI something is not bigger than our God. And we know, Lord God, that you are in control. You gave us your word. We stand on your word. We decree your word. We believe your word. We act on your word. And we receive your word in every CSI something in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that word and lifting up our prayer requests. We are just honored that you have taken time this morning. We trust that that word bless you this time and its presence, as we're on one accord, has stirred your heart. And as we always say when we end these calls, and we just thank Minister Willa for bringing you and seating you spiritually to receive that word on the call today. But now it's your turn, it's my turn, to go out from this call into our circles of influence and be that kingdom builder. Be that minister in the marketplace to let your light so shine that others will know that you serve a king of kings on the inside that's making a change in the world on the outside. And we will give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Go out on this wonderful working Wednesday and be blessed of the Lord. And we look forward to hearing you on the call with Minister Lanika Scott. Will be bringing us the word, and I know she'll take us in and up higher then. So until tomorrow, have an awesome day in Christ, and we'll look forward to hearing you on the line tomorrow. Bye-bye.